Bias for Life, Shir 324, Thursday and Erev Shabbos, Parshas Achrimois, Sunday, Parshas Kedoshim. We are discussing the concept of discipline and authority, and we are trying to help our children be able to develop these concepts. Now, there's a very important fact that we have to understand. Children crave authority. They crave structure. They crave discipline. Even if it seems as if they don't want it, really they do. Because authority creates security. It makes a child feel healthy and strong. And more importantly, even if we see that the child is testing the authority, do you know why he's really doing it? Because he wants to feel that assurance that the structure which he needs is solid enough to handle his attacks. That is what gives a child a sense of security. Every single child wants discipline, wants authority. Every child wants to live in a secure environment. Security is dependent on the fact that the child understands that there are parameters that he can't cross. There are boundaries. It's a stable environment. When parents are wishy-washy and they don't know where they're coming or they're going, and they can't enforce anything, and they don't give off the concepts of authority and discipline, a child feels lost, a child feels helpless, and that makes children suffer. So we have to understand that when we're strengthening the authority and the discipline, besides for raising healthy children that will be healthy human beings, healthy Ovdei Hashem, we are enabling a child to grow in a stable, structured environment. Authority is most beneficial for the child's healthy emotional development. And we have to internalize it because sometimes the child will beg and the child will push and the child will try to get his way. If we give in, we are hurting the child. We are not helping him. Not just because the child is breaking a rule, because we are not creating that sense of security that the children need. The most vital detail that a child needs in a home is to feel safe and secure. And that is through authority and discipline. And we have to keep reminding ourselves of this concept, even if it's unpleasant. We are not benefiting our children by giving in when they beg and they scream and they cry. We are only hurting them. We are making them feel helpless. We are making them feel as if they can't rely on anybody. This world is wishy-washy. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. That's what we do when we think we're being nice to our children. Nice to a child means help him feel authority. It doesn't have to be extreme authority, like Be'ezer Hashem will explain. But it has to be there. We need boundaries, we need parameters to be able to raise healthy children.